Well, hello everyone. This water looks especially nice to me. I love water. And this morning I got in my car, and I always have a 40-ounce water bottle in the car, and I went to take a drink of it, and it was a block of ice. So. In my garage. As is widely known, I have hand tremors. My hands shake quite a bit. And a few weeks ago, I noticed that I was having trouble typing at the computer because the computer keyboard was a nice, flat, normal computer keyboard without much resistance, and the keys aren't raised at all. And I was, because of my hands would move so much, I was typing multiple characters and had to go back, and I ended up just kind of doing this. And I thought, it's time to try something different. So there are mechanical keyboards out there that have a little resistance to them, and I thought, well, maybe I'll try that. They're used a lot in gaming, and I ordered one. Online shopping is a little different. You don't really see them. You know, you just read about them and read reviews and things. And I did get a keyboard, and I liked it very much. But when it came, I didn't care what the keyboard looked like. The packaging was just so wonderful. And I'm a sucker for good packaging. I don't know if you can see that, but the letters not only shine, but they change colors in the light. And the keyboard itself just looks like a keyboard, but everything on the outside is so beautiful. And I haven't seen, there's very few companies that put so much into their packaging. But when I see packaging like that, I think, well, if the outside is like that, the inside must be fantastic. Kind of like when we had a garage sale 2 years ago, and the comment we heard in the garage was, well, if this is the stuff they put in the sale, can you imagine what's in their house? but it turns out the keyboard was great. The keyboard did help. But, man, I realize I'm such a sucker for good packaging. It's wonderful. Well, as children of God, we too have our packaging, and we have our content, and we need to really pay attention to both, because the packaging is an indication of what the content is, or at least it's supposed to be. To come up with what the product should be for a child of God is a very easy thing, because in Malachi 2 and verse 15, God says what he wants and wants people to be. He wants godly offspring. And that's what the product should be. There were three things that came to my mind, and of course there's more, that should be in the product as God's people. And one is that we love God and we love each other. And that's, of course, the two great commandments that are in Luke 10 and other places. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Also, God's people behave in ways which please God. Or as Jesus says in John 14, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So God's people are commandment-keeping people. And third, they know what God is up to and what he plans to do. And we refer to that as God's plan, and we live it symbolically in the yearly cycle of the holy days. But also, it's one of the treasures that we have, is that God has told us and put in our hearts what he's doing. And those are what should be the product for God's people. But how are people who are looking at the product going to recognize that? I mean, that's in people's hearts. It can be recognized if they spend enough time with you. You know, in the first verse of Job, it says that Job feared God and shunned evil, and people around him all knew that. That was his reputation. So they can discern those kinds of things, but the packaging is what people see for us. And I don't know, is anybody else here a birder? I'm a birder, at least in the springtime till the leaves are on the trees. I'm a birder. And we feed the birds, and we have towhees this year and so many white-throated sparrows. I know you're as excited as I am about that, but we're having a wonderful time watching the birds. Well, when you are a birder, you often carry, of course, phones have changed the game a little bit, but I still carry my small field guide, my Roger Torrey Peterson field guide, and it's an older guide, but the new guides are heavy, and you can't stick them in your back pocket, whereas my Roger Torrey Peterson one from the 1950s is very handy. And so there's a field guide for birds or for mushrooms or butterflies or whatever it is you're looking at. Well, what if there was a field guide to God's people? And it would be things that people recognize. When you go through a bird field guide, what you see is the outer characteristics. You see their feather colors and the shape of their heads and how long their legs are. But it's not the essence of being a bluebird. It's just that we tell it's a bluebird because it's blue. We tell it's a robin because it has a red breast. But that's not what robins and bluebirds are all about, but it's how we identify them. Well, there's also identifying features for God's people. And if you turn to Psalm 15, it's not all the features, but it's a good list and it's a good beginning of how you people on the outside would identify God's people. Psalm 15, very short, but it's all the list. Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Or as we sing, who shall dwell on thy holy hill? He whose walk is blameless, who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from his heart, who has no slander on his tongue, who does his neighbor no wrong and casts no slur on his fellow man, who despises a vile man, but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps his oath even when it hurts, who lends his money without usury, who does not accept a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things will never be shaken. And those could be in the field guide. But, of course, we have, over the years, you found out the way that people really recognize you and what sets you out in people's minds. For instance, we recently had out-of-state visitors. And they said, we had no trouble finding your house. You were the black hole in your neighborhood in December. Everybody else had all these beautiful lights, but we could find your house easily because you were the black hole. And, you know, you also know you're one of God's family people if your children's best friends at school are all Jehovah's Witnesses or Jewish kids, because they stand by while everybody else is singing about reindeer and draw pictures of snowmen and things like that. Or you're the one who talks to your boss and your employees, notice that you leave before 5 o'clock on Friday afternoons, and then you disappear. And then, as my children's friends said when they were in high school, the Grams don't actually come out till after dark on Saturdays. And, you know, it lends you the picture of us hanging upside down from the ceiling before that time. But, you know, people notice those things. They notice that you're willing to cover shifts for them on days that are important to them but are just other days for you. I would like to read an excerpt from an article where it was written about a field guide to God's people, but it's from God's point of view. And I like the way it sums things up. And it says, so here, and this is God speaking. So the person who wrote this was taking a risk, writing for God. But so here are some features by which you may discern my friends, features that are less important than the outer features, but more easily seen. My people believe that I created the earth, and they love my creation. They obey my rules. They are gentle and kind. They do not knowingly steal or lie or kill. They hold the family in a position of highest importance, both because the greatest joys on earth come from being part of a family, whether related literally by blood or figuratively by love, and the greatest joys in existence come from being in my family. For that reason, they honor their parents and cherish and nurture and teach and train their children, and the elderly and young are treated with deference and kindness and forbearance. They are chaste and faithful to one mate. Sex is thought of as a good and wonderful part of life, but only with a spouse of the opposite sex. My people work hard 6 days a week and strive for contentment with what they have. They worship me and rest on the Sabbath, which is and has always been on the seventh day of the week, beginning and ending at sunset. It is both a recognition that I rested after creating this age of the earth and a nod forward to a time of rest still to come when I return to the earth and establish my kingdom. In addition, nowadays, people who truly understand what I am doing observe the holy days that I gave my people and avoid the days that have their roots in Satan's doing, such as Easter and Christmas. My people live healthfully. They eat well and in moderation. He doesn't mention superb canning lids, but I'm sure it's on his list somewhere. They follow simple dietary laws which I have given human beings regarding which meats are to be part of the human diet and which are not. They eat beef and lamb and poultry and fish. They do not eat pork or possums or owls or lobsters or oysters. My wife and I just got excited about a new coffee place that opened up in Olmsted Falls because they serve beef, bacon, or turkey sausage on their breakfast sandwiches. And as I was eating one, I realized that I will go to my grave never having tasted an Egg McMuffin. And so will many of you. I don't know what they taste like, and I never will. Not the full-out one, anyway. Those who are truly mine devote themselves to the telling of my story and the growth of my family. They also tend to enjoy the things that I enjoy, arts and pleasures that came from my world to yours, the telling of a tale, the joys of a garden, the making of good things, the enchantment of music. They help their fellow man with no hope of reward in this life, and they stay in touch with me. They know that they must all die, but they know that they will live again, and all that they have had to give up to live my way in your world will be compensated, pressed down, and flowing over in the world to come. We need to pay attention to the part of us that people see, just as much as we need to pay attention to the part that God sees, because it's those outer things, those little quirks of ours, you know, our seventh-day Sabbath or being gone in the middle of a college term or something like that for the feast, the foods that we don't eat or do eat. And these are things that people notice. And when they have questions, they would remember, well, you know, I wonder if that person would know something about that. We were traveling to the feast a couple years ago, and I think it was a Wisconsin feast, and we decided to do the car trip in 2 days, and we stopped somewhere in Indiana, just short of Chicago, at a Holiday Inn, and we went down for the breakfast in the morning. And it was a standard hotel, breakfast room breakfast. It wasn't anything fancy, but you did a lot of it yourself. But I was staying there, and another family came in, and we were having our breakfast, and I heard a young man, like 13 or 14 years old, sit down, and he did the 13 or 14 thing, you know, he's frowning. And his mother says, "What's wrong?" And he says, "There's pork in the eggs." And we thought, I think those are people that we have something in common with, because they look like people who are on their way to a feast. And it turns out they were going to a different organization's feast site, but it was fun that we could identify them by the field guide that was in our minds. And these are the things that make us known. Of course, we're also known by the content also. And in these uncertain times, both our packaging and our product are important. And really, they're all the same effort. We strive to do what God likes and to avoid what God doesn't like. And some of that is visible, and that's what makes people notice us. And some of it only God can see. But it's even more important. What are we to do in these times? Well, in Revelation and chapter 22, it's succinctly put, it's easy to understand, and it's clear. And of course, there are many verses you could turn to. But in Revelation 22, it's talking about the New Jerusalem and the River of Life. But of course, this was addressed to people who were undergoing very difficult times in the first century AD. And these are the words from angels and Jesus Christ in the book of Revelation. And in Revelation 22, talk about uncertain times, it says in verse 11, "Let him who does wrong continue to do wrong. Let him who is vile continue to be vile." But then the part that's important to us, "Let him who does right continue to do right. And let him who is holy continue to be holy." And it's something we don't achieve, but it's something that we work towards. And till the end of our lives, we are to be doing that. The darker the times, the more important it is that your packaging be as good as your product. And I think of the verse in 1 Peter, which is very familiar to everybody, in 1 Peter and chapter 3. This is a man who knew Jesus very well. 1 Peter chapter 3. And verse 15, "But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give a reason for the hope that you have. but do this with gentleness and respect. And what he's saying is, the packaging is what will make people notice you. And the packaging is what will make people come to you. But what they're really asking about is they want to know why you have this hope in you. And brethren, I've never lived in a time when hope was a more valuable commodity than it is today. And so if we can live in such a way that people will come to ask of us why we have this hope, and if we can share with people that hope, I don't know that there's any greater thing that we could do for our fellow man in these times. Well, I kept the box, as you see. You know, normally I get rid of these things, but I'm having a hard time getting rid of this one. I think I will probably this week. The keyboard, you'll be happy to know, works really well. And there are still many typing mistakes, but they have nothing to do with the keyboard. So the packaging was fantastic. The product is even better. And when God looks at us, he should see both beautiful packaging, and when he looks at the product and looks inside our hearts and see all that we are and all that we're striving to be for him, just like my keyboard, he should say, "That's my type."